Moscow will hold its first gay pride parade this month, and that's led to an anti-gay backlash throughout Russia. Politicians and clergy have condemned the parade, and there have been attacks on gays by extremist groups. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
Gay and lesbian leaders planned a series of concerts, exhibits, and conferences in the capital last week. But after arsonists set fire to an art gallery taking part, organizers canceled their plans. The next day, a crowd of more than 100 skinheads and elderly demonstrators holding icons threw rotten eggs at the entrance of a gay nightclub. The picketed club, called the Three Monkeys, is a top fixture in the capital's gay nightlife scene. Manager Stas Arosov says the 12-year-old establishment never encountered problems before.
Our club doesn't even have a sign outside. We don't advertise there's anything here. We live quietly and peacefully. We don't impose our culture on anyone. But now others are meddling in our affairs.
Under the Soviet Union, homosexuality was illegal and punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The law was abolished in 1993, but public tolerance dived earlier this year after the head of a popular gay website publicized his plans for a gay pride parade in Moscow. Nikolai Alexeyev says it's one of the only ways to draw attention to gay and lesbian issues.
The fact that we made the announcement and are discussing a parade, that it's being written about in the press and even shown on television, it all shows that society acknowledges that gays and lesbians are a real social group that can't be ignored.
Officials reacted quickly. The mayor's office said it would refuse even to consider an application to allow the parade, saying the idea caused outrage in society. A top Russian Orthodox church leader denounced homosexuality as a sin, while the country's chief Islamic mufti said marchers should be flogged. But most gay and lesbian leaders also criticized the idea for a gay parade. Olga Suvorova heads the Pink Star lesbian organization. She says Russia simply isn't ready.
The announcement set off a war against gays. It set us back many years in terms of the amount of homophobia there is in society.
Parade organizer Alexeyev dismisses the criticism, saying Russia will never be ready without being pushed. The country's growing public homophobia is part of a larger trend toward intolerance, including xenophobia and racism fanned by burgeoning neo-fascist and other right-wing groups. If there's a gay culture in Moscow, it's non-existent in Russia's regions, where gays report an atmosphere of continuing intolerance and violent attack. A poll last year reported over 43% of respondents as saying homosexual relations between consenting adults should be prosecuted. In Moscow last year, Eduard Mishin, the editor of a gay magazine called Queer, filed a lawsuit after officials refused his application for a gay marriage. The Constitutional Court is due to consider the case later this year. But despite the publicity he's generated, Mishin says a gay pride parade is going too far.
Even people in show business are now joining a whole front against gays and lesbians. This isn't just about the parade anymore. They're condemning homosexuality and believe it's something that should be combated.
As Nikolai Alexeyev presses ahead with preparations for the parade, right-wing extremist groups say they've drawn up a list of more gay and lesbian nightclubs they plan to attack this month. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.